Greetings, friends. I'm sure you would agree that there's a lot of suffering in this world. Everywhere you look, you can find the most horrendous things happening. People all over are suffering tremendously. But you know what? Things are going to get a lot worse. Now that may sound like a doomsday prediction, but that's exactly what the scriptures show. That things will get a lot worse. Listen to what the scripture says. Then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world, no, nor ever shall be. There will be a time called the Great Tribulation that's going to be so great that there is nothing in the past and nothing in the future to compare it. There will be so much suffering that people will be asking to die to escape from the suffering. And God says, unless those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved. And what this last sentence is saying is that no flesh, and that's a key to understanding this, no flesh would be saved alive. It's not talking about salvation. It's talking about people's flesh, our physical lives. Nobody would be left on this earth if God did not step in and stop the suffering. Now, you've probably heard of this saying before, give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. Well, that's what God is saying. Give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. And he says it to us lovingly. In other words, we are hard-headed. Right from the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, through now, all of us have sinned. All of us have said to God, I don't want to eat of the tree of life. I don't want you to give me divine inspiration. I want to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I want to decide for myself what is good and evil, what is right and wrong. I don't need you to teach me. Because of our sin, we have introduced all of the suffering that we see. So God is saying, I'm going to let you suffer. I'm going to let you do your own thing. I'm going to give you enough rope and you're going to hang yourself. Now, when you have come to that point, then you'll be ready to listen, because that hard-heartedness will be now a broken heart, a soft heart, a contrite spirit. We will be humbled. That's what God's loving punishment is designed to get us to see, is that we need to repent of our sins. So let's turn over to Matthew chapter 24 and verses 3 through 22, and we'll see the description of how this sin is coming to its full. It's building up and building up and building up to this great tribulation where we will be at the point of utter annihilation. And unless those days should be shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. We would literally hang ourselves. This is in Matthew chapter 24, verses 3 through 22. As Yeshua sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying that I am the Christ, and yet they will deceive many. Now this is the white horse of deception that's spoken of in Revelation chapter 6 and verses 1 through 2. That's also the first seal. You remember the seven seals in the book of Revelation. Well, this first seal is the white horse of deception. Now in verse 6 of Matthew chapter 24. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must occur, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. So this is the red horse of war that's spoken of in Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 through 4. This is also the second seal out of those seven seals. Now we come to the third seal. And there will be famines and pestilences. This is the black horse of famine and disease. And of course, in many, many cases, when there is war, then the land is devastated, and there are famines, and there are pestilences. It leads to disease. And that's found in Revelation chapter 6, verses 5 through 6. Again, that's the third seal, this black horse of famine and disease. And then there will be earthquakes in different places. This is the pale horse of death that's spoken of in Revelation chapter 6, verses 7 through 8. That's the fourth seal. What happens next? The next seal, as you see in the book of Revelation, is the fifth seal. And this fifth seal is the great tribulation. Now going back to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 8. Between this fourth and fifth seal, notice this statement. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. When it talks about the deception, the white horse of deception, the red horse of war, the black horse of famine and disease, and the pale horse of death, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. That's where we get that term. It's these four horsemen in the book of Revelation. These four start to gallop, but that's just the beginning of sorrows. And you can picture it as a horse just walking along, and then they start to trot, and then they pick up speed. So all of these four horsemen are picking up speed, but these are just the beginning of sorrows. Now, literally, this phrase, beginning of sorrows, is taken from this concept that a woman is about to give birth. And so you know how when a woman is pregnant and she's close to giving birth, then her contractions start to happen more rapidly. And then the pains start to increase. So when the pain increases in its frequency and intensity, that's when you know that the beginning of sorrows is there. That's when you know that the woman is about to give birth. And what God is saying is, this world is coming to the point where it is about to give birth to the great tribulation. Now, a good way to remember this is using the acronym FIST, like you ball up your hand into a fist. That's a good way of remembering this phrase, the beginning of sorrows. The fact that these are birth pains that is talking about, the beginning of these birth pains. So FIST, this acronym, the F stands for frequency, the I stands for intensity, the S stands for same, and the T stands for time. So frequency, intensity, and when they occur at the same time, that's when you know that the great tribulation is near. When all of the first four seals are occurring with increasing frequency, with increasing intensity, and they are happening at the same time. That's the word FIST. F for frequency, I for intensity, S for same, T for time. FIST. When they happen more frequently, when they happen with more intensity, and when they happen at the same time, that's the beginning of sorrows. And that's just like it is when a woman is about to give birth. The frequency of her contractions, the intensity of the pain, and when they occur, this frequency and intensity, when they occur at the same time, you know that she is about to give birth. God is telling us that after these four horsemen start to ride, there will come a time when they are riding with frequency, with intensity, and they're all riding at the same time. That's when the next seal, the fifth seal, is about to burst onto the scene. Now go back to verse 9 in Matthew chapter 24. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and will kill you. You will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and deceive many. Now notice this in verse 12. Because iniquity shall abound. That's what we've been talking about. Sin is going to abound. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will become cold. But he who endures to the end, the same shall be kept safe. And this is hearkening back to what I said about no flesh would be saved unless those days were shortened. This is not talking about salvation. This is talking about safety. But he who endures to the end, the same shall be kept safe. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all nations. and then the end shall come. Now notice this. This is the fifth seal. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, when you see this abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. And we're going to go into this in our next series of programs, where we're going to talk more in depth about end time prophecy. And we're going to go a lot into detail about this abomination of desolation. There's a lot of confusion. God clearly says, let him understand. And one thing you know from listening to this program, the ABCs of the Bible, we use the Bible, lots of scriptures, and we step you through each one to let the Bible explain itself. So if you've ever been confused about the abomination of desolation, about the timing of events, the seven seals, the seven last plagues, the seven trumpets, whatever, we're going to be going through prophecy in the next series of programs. So I hope you'll come back for that. But right now, let's focus on this verse. This is verse 15. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, then let those who are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. You have to have a sense of urgency. Don't let him who is in the field turn back to take his clothes. And woe to those who are with child and those who gave suck in those days. But pray that your flight is not in the winter, because that's a difficult time. It could slow you down. Pray that it's not on the Sabbath day, when people are supposed to be resting and certain things may be out of commission. And that's in Jerusalem, of course. For then shall be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Unless those days are shortened, no flesh would be saved alive. But for the elect's sake, this is the good news, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Our merciful God will step in right before we hang ourselves, right before we annihilate humanity from off the face of the earth. Our loving Creator God will step in and he will save us. And I'm talking about saving us physically. He's going to save people alive. And he will establish his kingdom through his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. He will set up the kingdom of God and begin to teach all of the survivors, all those who came through the great tribulation and survived the day of the Lord. He will begin to teach all of those physical human beings the right way to live. But you don't have to wait until then to learn the right way to live. You can learn that way now. So if you have some suggestions about topics you would like for us to discuss on the radio program, and in particular also in free seminars that we're about to start doing, then you can give us a call at 404-412-0032, and we'll be happy to discuss these subjects with you. Again, that's 404-412-0032.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.